studios in Austin, Texas. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Friday, December the 15th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to be talking about, guess what? It's the anniversary of the Bill of Rights, 252 years ago. it's kind of like finding some ancient artifact of a lost civilization. Yeah, that civilization has been lost. We're going to tell you just how lost it is. Today, we're going to have Sherry Duvalli joining us from Nevada. There's been a new development in the Bundy trial. You know, we had her on last week talking about the fact that the judge had dismissed the jury. They had a couple of times where they cleared the court and removed everybody and said, we need to, first one, they said they were going to release the Bundys, give them a chance to get out because they started to realize as the information that the government had been concealing or lying about started to come out, realize that actually it was the government that was being aggressive, the government that had snipers, the government that was putting scopes on people, little red dots on their house that they saw and so forth. And we had seen that, but the government was putting out a very different narrative, saying that the Bundys were the aggressors. As she realized that was a lie, she granted bail to these individuals who had been in jail for nearly 2 years. But then last week she said she dismissed the jury. They could go home. They'd come back, I think it was December the 20th, if necessary then. If necessary. And so everybody was saying, is she about to declare a mistrial? Well, today we have some recordings from Sherry Duvalli. She's going to break it down. Had an article on her website, Readout News. Matt Shea, who we've had on InfoWars before, he's a Washington State representative. He has some information that was leaked by a BLM whistleblower. You will not believe what is in that information. Of course, we're also going to talk about net neutrality. The regulation cuts that President Trump trumpeted yesterday. And he had a big, massive volume of regulations that were from the 1960s. And then he showed a volume of regulations that were about the size of your little 200-square-foot Agenda 21 home that you're going to have in the future. And so it's massive. And he took a big red tape. It's a great visual. We'll show you that visual in the program. Piece of red tape going from that smaller stack in the labeled 1960s to the massive small little house sized stack, and took that upward incline there. And then he talked about regulation, how they were cutting regulation, how they're going to accelerate the cutting of regulation. Then he took out some ceremonial scissors and cut that red tape that represented a line showing regulatory increase. Within that framework, you have to understand net neutrality is the way the people who oppose it, we see that as cutting regulation, to cut net neutrality, to cut bureaucratic control over our life. And I'll explain to you why the repeal of net neutrality is not the end of the world. It is not the end of the internet. Remember, this is only about 2 years old. But it is stopping a massively metastasizing bureaucratic grasp of the internet, stopping it in its tracks while it is still in its cradle. And that's what we need to understand about that. Meanwhile, we got Paul Ryan circling the drain. You know, Paul, Republican in name only. He's circling the drain of the swamp. Is he going to be leaving? Are we going to have a coup with Mike Pence? That is something Julian Assange has warned again about, saying the people that are trying to push Trump out, the people who are the establishment and the GOP wing of the establishment, would like to put Mike Pence in because he's more of a traditional GOP guy, more of a military industrial complex guy, and Hillary Clinton would love to see that. Privately, that's what she's been telling people. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. It's Friday, December the 15th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We have more revelations about Hillary Clinton. It looks like, and I think the right way to look at this is the fact that Donna Brazile's book, she called it hacked. It wasn't hacked. But in her book, she pointed out that Hillary Clinton had bought the DNC. They were millions of dollars in debt because of Barack Obama and the Democrats. They love to spend money that they don't have. We all know that, right? And so they were deeply in debt. Hillary Clinton was flush with cash from a lot of scandals and crimes, and so she just paid off all their debt and basically owned them. Now, she also owned the FBI. That is very clear. That was not really a cash payoff. That was really more patronage and just diehard believers in big government within the FBI, saying they're going to take out an insurance policy using the Russian probe and so forth. We'll talk about that. I want to talk about the Bill of Rights turning 226 today. Yes, it was 226 years ago that this archaic document was ratified. The document, interesting thought experiment today. Why don't you ask some of your friends if they can even outline what the 10 Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, can they even outline what the content about those are? Most people can't the First or the Second Amendment. That's about it. I think you'll find that in your experiment. And they don't really understand even why we have the Bill of Rights. We'll talk about the Bill of Rights, the real First Amendment, that was taken away, what was behind that. We've also got some celebrities out here with their own personal Jesus. We've got Sarah Silverman created a video telling us that Jesus is actually he's actually pro-choice. He's actually a liberal. He actually wants health care, and he loves the NFL kneelers, you know, because he just that kneeling thing. You know, they don't understand the difference between prayer and protest. We've seen liberals conflate those things as well before. Also, Paul Ryano is apparently circling the drain. We had a report on this yesterday. As it surfaced, there was a report on Politico saying that he was about to resign. They did not give any reasons. Washington Post reported an interview with Paul Ryan where they asked him about it, and he laughed it off. And so Alex Jones on yesterday's program got Roger Stone on, who had talked to his sources in Washington. And he gave a couple of reasons why this might actually be coming through. We have an article up on InfoWars.com exclusive why Paul Ryan is resigning. Roger Stone pointed out it may be due to potential fallout over the debunked Russian dossier that's now threatening to take down high-level FBI officials, as well as a brewing scandal with the House IT staffer Imran Awan. He says Ryan was never a fan of Donald Trump. He tried to take him out after the Access Hollywood tape, you know, the grab him by the whatever tape. It was Paul Ryan saying, he's got to go. He's got to go. He was part of that movement and has never been a friend of the president, has blocked anything that would change our open borders, because that has been a core position of Paul Ryan from the very beginning, that we have to have open borders. He is a tool, a puppet, of the globalist in every regard. Paul Ryan was part of the hedge team that was put in by the globalist establishment in the second election of Barack Obama. They wanted to make sure that we were going to have health care. And it was going to be either Obamacare or it was going to be Romney care. And so Paul Ryan was chosen to be the number two guy to get that through. And that was their hedge position, just in case people didn't vote for Barack Obama, because there had already been a big fallout with Barack Obama. Understand that in North Carolina, where I was living at the time, Barack Obama won election in 2008. They wanted to see a black guy have a chance at it. And he was saying some good things to a lot of people. But then when they saw what he actually did, then it was a sea change in North Carolina. For the first time since Reconstruction, they had a Republican majority in 2010. And that happened in a lot of different places. Under Barack Obama, there were 1,000 seats lost by Democrats across the country, from the highest level down to the lowest level. And so they weren't sure that Barack Obama was going to get elected the second time. And so they needed to make sure they were going to have somebody to get through that agenda of Obamacare. And they were going to get Romney care, which was exactly identical to Obamacare. That's one of the reasons why Paul Ryan has been opposing this. He's been on that side of Obamacare, of government-controlled health care, of open borders. He's been with those issues from the very beginning. And so as the article points out, as early as September 2016, Ryan knew House computer servers were likely compromised, leading to the theft of $16 million. Yet he stayed silent because revelations would have boosted Trump's campaign, according to D.C. insiders who spoke to InfoWars and to Roger Stone. Roger Stone revealed that Paul Ryan has read the handwriting on the wall, and let's not forget he suspended his support for candidate Trump, yet Trump won without him. And he said, unless Paul Ryan is simply trying to test the waters, the news of his resignation is likely a premature leak because he wanted a tax reform victory under his belt first so he could get a nice job on Wall Street afterwards. And we've seen that before. We've seen that with the Dodd-Frank bill. These guys gave a nice gift wrap package to Wall Street and to the biggest banks and then retired. Chris Dodd and Barney Frank retired, took that golden parachute and went right out the revolving door to Wall Street and big business. Julian Assange is warning of a deep state coup that is meant to install Mike Pence. This is not the first time that he's done this. He did this yesterday morning early. This is what he tweeted out. Julian Assange said, Trump's political capital has been openly looted for months now by the GOP, the CIA, Netanyahu, Goldman Sachs, etc. The game is clearly to extract as many unpopular positions as possible. For example, tax cuts for the super rich, push the resulting political corpse to Mueller, and then install Mike Pence. And then he has, if we go back and we look at March, Julian Assange said Clinton stated privately this month, back in March of this last year, that she is quietly pushing for a Pence takeover. She stated that Pence is predictable, therefore defeatable. And a couple of individuals in the intelligence community who were close to Pence stated privately this month that they were planning on a Pence takeover. Did not state if Pence agrees. That was also a tweet from March the 14th from Julian Assange. So he's saying Pence is seen by many in Washington as a figure who might stand, or actually this is Washington Post saying this, seen in Washington as a figure who might stand up for the traditionally hawkish views he espoused in Congress, a proxy of sorts for the GOP national security establishment. I've never trusted Pence. I don't take the same view of the policies that President Trump has put through of saying that these are tax cuts for the super rich. Quite frankly, I think that this is going to be a good tax bill, but we don't really know at this point. We'll have to wait and see what happens. We're also going to talk about the opposition to the tax cuts and where that is coming from. We have, and I'm sure you've probably heard this, but it is just something that, as I look at this news, it is hard to believe that people are this stupid and this politically correct. But this is where the universities are. This is University College in London was forced to apologize after saying they were dreaming of a white campus, a little pun that the millennial snowflakes had no cultural context to understand it. Or if they did have the cultural context, they were out there still virtue signaling about this, saying, you know who else dreamt of a white campus? Hitler, that's who. Again, Goodwin wins again. Look into the history of the oppression of the people of color, and then the university meekly apologizes. We chose our words very poorly yesterday when thinking of this song, and then gave them the political context, Bing Crosby, White Christmas. The issue is this, you know, the pressure, the political correctness that is destroying all of our institutions. And it's not just a university in London. We got the Green Berets, and there's a viral letter that is circulating among active duty and retired soldiers saying, our regiment has a cancer that's destroying the special forces, its legacy, its capability, its credibility, its political correctness. They've lowered the standards. They're not so much concerned with Green Berets as they are with red high heels on their soldiers, so they become politically correct. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to take a look at the Bill of Rights at 226 years old because it involves a lot of what we're talking about today. Quite frankly, in my opinion, everything the government is about, and we focus mostly on politics, we talk about culture as well, but everything the government does, it should be doing to protect our individual liberties. So the Bill of Rights should be at the very core of what the government does, and yet it isn't. It's a dead letter. It has been totally destroyed, and we talk about that on a daily basis, so I'm not going to go down every one of these amendments and talk about them. I would say that, quite frankly, I think that even the Third Amendment is being violated right now. We don't physically have troops being quartered in our homes, but they're sitting there on our phones that we carry around in our pocket. They're in our pockets. They are in our computers at home. They are watching everything that we do. They're physically present there all the time. It's even more impressive than if we'd had redcoats sitting in our living room. More impressive because it's more pervasive, more intrusive, and we don't see it physically. So we don't get upset about it. And most people don't even understand could not tell you what the 10 Bill of Rights are essentially about, let alone quote them. I mean, that's, I couldn't quote all 10 of the Bill of Rights verbatim off of my head, but I could tell you what they're all about. At the bottom of this is the basic philosophy that was expressed in the Declaration of Independence, the justification for us having our own self-government, the fact that we all, as individuals, have natural rights. Those rights come from our Creator God. And if you don't believe in God, you better believe in natural rights, because if you don't, you have the mindset of a slave, and your God will be the government that has the gun pointed at your head. That is the only basis for which you can support individual liberty, to say that it is a natural right. That was the declaration that declared our independence, that stood against the divine right of certain men to rule us. But now certain men believe that they have a divine right not only to rule us, but to conceal from us what they do in every respect. We're going to play for you, coming up here, a clip from Matt Shea. And he's talking about how we have perverted that principle that we see in the Bill of Rights today. He doesn't specifically talk about the Bill of Rights. He's talking about what happened at the Bundy Ranch. And then he talks about what happened at the trial as well. And we're going to have, as a guest, Sherry Duvalle coming up in the second hour. Also, we're going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us. Lee Stranahan will also be joining us on the broadcast. But he gets very specific about the corruption that happens when people like Dan Love, who was running the BLM, became a king of two states. Anything, and understand, that's not an exaggeration to say that Dan Love was a king of two states. He ran the BLM in Nevada and Utah, where the government owns virtually all the land. And everything that happened there, he ruled over it as if he was a king. And we're going to talk about the corruption that was involved there, the lies that were involved there, the attempts to murder people in the Bundy family. And, of course, they got away with it with LaVoy Finicum. They did kill LaVoy Finicum. They nearly killed Ryan Bundy, who was in the car with him. They were shot into the car. They had snipers shooting into the car. FBI snipers, hostage rescue team members. That's what they call them. They always have these wonderful names. You know, if they have FBI snipers who act as assassins against political protesters in violation of the First Amendment, where we have a right to peacefully assemble and address our grievances, that's where these people were peacefully going when they were intercepted, when they were chased, when they had people shoot into their cars. You know, when we shut down those rights like that, we are back to the rule of kings. The Bill of Rights at 226 years, you know, all rights come from God. That's what the Declaration of Independence said. That was the position. And yet the outrage, as I've said before, the outrage against Roy Moore for saying that by Chuck Todd, saying this guy doesn't even support the Constitution. He says our rights come from God. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. It was Joe Biden who wanted to exclude Clarence Thomas because he had said something about natural rights. He thought that was outrageous. We're not allowed to do anything, according to the Joe Bidens and the Chuck Todds of this world, unless the government grants it as a privilege. And then, of course, they can remove it at any time. So what we have in the Bill of Rights are a list of 10 prohibitions, 10 commandments, if you will, for the government. And what it says is the government may not do this to individuals. These are all about individual rights, except for the 9th and 10th Amendments, which pull in the states' rights because they want to make sure that states don't specifically have rights, but they have jurisdiction and they have powers because of the people in those states. They wanted to make sure that there was a division of power, there was a division of jurisdiction. That's what the 9th and 10th Amendment are about, along with the power of individuals to have a say over their life. So these prohibitions were negative. Now, the left will always change the language. They'll always say things like net neutrality. Or, and the right does it as well when they say the Patriot Act or whatever. So the left has talked about positive rights. So we talk about the Bill of Rights saying the government cannot do this, cannot do that, cannot do this other thing, because it's going to take away our natural rights as human beings. So the left comes in and says, well, you're talking about negative rights. Negative rights. Yeah, we're saying the government can't do certain things. So then people like Obama, who knew this very well, he was a constitutional professor before he ran for office, I think even before he ran for U.S. Senate, Obama was saying, these guys talk about the Bill of Rights and they're talking about negative rights. I want to talk about positive rights. And what he means by that, what the progressives mean by that, is a right to education, a right to housing, a right to food and other things like that. You have a right to all these different things. You have a right to internet. So that's where this net neutrality stuff comes from. It's about a perversion of rights. Instead of people having natural freedom, natural rights that they have as human beings, they want you to come begging to the government for things that are going to be given. Whether it's granting privileges to drive or to have a business, or whether it is a right to education or health care, everything must be granted by these mandarins who run the central government. Because when the government has a right to take to give all those things and then to redistribute them to people, well, that's really what they're doing. They're taking it from one group and giving it to another. Now, Marx, that the millennials also love, the millennial Marxists love him. He's the one who said, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. But who will judge ability? And who will judge need? Oh, well, that will be the mandarins in the bureaucracy in Washington. They'll be deciding who needs something and who they can take it away from. It was President Ford who said the government that can give you everything must first take everything from you. And that's precisely what they do. And what you wind up with is just one man at the top. That's what we see in the Marxist civilization. See, one man at the top, or in the case of Washington, we see an oligarchy of ruling elites or a bureaucracy that basically they become the only ones with rights. And they grant themselves the right to take everything that you have because of positive rights. And that's where we are with net neutrality. We'll tell you how these two things are related. We'll play a clip for you as to what's happening in the Bundy Ranch, how it has turned the principles of our government on its head. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. It's Friday, December the 15th, 2017. I want to get back into the Bill of Rights here in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the massive Christmas sales that we have begun at InfoWarsStore.com. We have many of our most popular items on sale. We have Brain Force. We have Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. InfoWars Life, Select Survival Food. All those are back on sale. Of course, the Select Survival Food has a shelf life of 25 years. It is non-GMO, it's made in the USA, and it is packaged like no other. It's great packaging, and you can even reseal it to reuse it for a short period of time after you break that 25-year seal. All of that is on sale, and we have a lot of other very popular items that are 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, our multivitamin formula, is on sale. You can get all of your vitamins and minerals right there in an easy-to-swallow drink mix. It tastes great, but you can alter that taste any way that you want. You don't have to swallow a lot of pills. It's a great way to get a baseline nutrition of vitamins and minerals. Also, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 50% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 50% off. And we have two new products. We have Cell Force and Alpha Power, both of those with a 50% off introductory price. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of our massive Christmas savings sale. Thank you for your support, especially this time of year. As I was just saying in the last segment today, the Bill of Rights turns 222, is that it? 1791 till today. 226, sorry. Gee. I actually did take my brain force today, but, not working right now at this moment, but it is one thing that helps me to focus, but maybe not to do my math at the moment. Anyway, let's go back to 1791. That's when it became law. That was when Virginia ratified it. They were the last ones to ratify it. Why? Because they had opposed the idea of a central government. They believed that it would evolve into a strong, tyrannical government that was as bad or worse than the monarchy they had just left. They were afraid that it would turn into an empire. And they were right. History has proven the anti-federalist right. As a matter of fact, we have a statement from President Eisenhower, who in the halcyon days of the 1950s said in a governor's conference in 1957, he said, the national government was itself the creature of the state. Yet today, 1957, it is often made to appear that the creature, Frankenstein-like, is determined to destroy the creators. That is absolutely true. I want to give you an example of this from the little despot king, Dan Love, the special agent in charge of the BLM in Nevada and Utah. He was given these kind of dictatorial powers. And the BLM is a great story of bureaucracies out of control. These guys were not even armed until just a couple of decades ago. Then they started carrying just a single firearm on the side. I said, you know, we're out here in this wilderness area. Not many people around here. We've got wild animals. We've got some wild people we might encounter and nobody to back us up. And they think they can get away with it because we're out here alone and maybe they can get away with it. So we need to have some sidearms. And then they have turned in, though, today into a fully militarized despotic dictatorship, enforcing unconstitutional laws on people. And the best example of this is what's happened at the Bundy trial. Not only the events leading up to it, but the way that it was conducted. And then we see in the aftermath, the trials that are there. We're going to have Sherry Duvalli joining us in the next hour, but I want to play for you now the clip from Washington State Representative Matt Shea. And he's talking about some information that was given to him by a Bureau of Land Management whistleblower, talking about the corruption in the BLM, the king of Nevada and Utah, Dan Love. And here's what he has to say. Let's play that first clip.
A very important principle that I would like to start out with, of kind of why what I'm about to say is so important to the American people, and it's this. The people of this state, and this comes from Washington State's Public Records Act, the people of this state do not yield their sovereignty to the agencies that serve them. The people in delegating authority do not give their public servants the right to decide what is good for the people to know and what is not good for them to know. People insist on remaining informed so that they may maintain control over the instruments that they have created. And that ultimately is the crux of what I am about to talk about today, since it does involve the Bureau of Land Management. Specifically here in Washington State, the Bureau of Land Management has approximately 435,000 acres under its management. Also, it has many interactions with some of our state agencies and also, obviously, our citizens here in Washington State. One of the very important things to me is that when you are a servant of the government, as we have seen, a servant of the people, as we have seen in recent news stories, you are held to a higher standard because you are a servant of the people, not a servant of the government. That's an important point for what I'm about to talk about. The interesting thing that I have seen over the years is that there has been a flipping of that, where a lot of people that are in the governing authorities have felt like they don't serve the people serve them, and it's just not that way. And so today I would like to
Yeah, so we're going to tell you specifically, this next clip we've got, what he's talking about that came out of that whistleblower. But you hear what he's saying. He's saying essentially the same thing that President Eisenhower said. He said, we created this monster, and now this Frankenstein monster is taking us over and trying to destroy its creator, just as the novel. The monster tried to destroy the doctor who created it. And that's what we've done. We've flipped this upside down. One of the ways that they do this, he basically starts out reading something from the state of Washington, which in a sense was a restatement of the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, saying we created the federal government. It will be accountable to us. We retain the powers that we did not specifically give the federal government. They do not have any implied power there. And we need to understand the importance of the Tenth Amendment, because so many times the things that the government does, the war on drugs and so forth, they say, well, you know, we have this supremacy clause, or we have this commerce clause, or whatever. Well, those clauses were in the main body of the Constitution. And that's one of the reasons why they had a Bill of Rights, because a lot of people, after they created the Constitution, they said, you know, they might use this to give themselves really expansive powers. We need to make sure that doesn't happen. So they gave us the Ninth and Tenth Amendment to make it very clear that unless they were specifically given powers, that they didn't have those powers. And that was somewhat respected by the government, even into the beginning of the 20th century, when they created a separate amendment to prohibit alcohol, because they didn't have any specific power over alcohol given to them by the states that had created the federal government. The states had retained that power. The states could prohibit alcohol. You know, the states could continue actually to have state-established churches. And they did. Massachusetts had a state church until 1833. That was 42 years after the creation and the ratification of the Bill of Rights. So they continued to have an official state-established church. That's what it meant to have an established religion. People there had to pay taxes to that church. I don't know if they had to attend. In some places, they had to attend the official churches. But Massachusetts had it for another 42 years after the First Amendment was ratified. Connecticut continued their official established state church for another 27 years. So the states had power. The states had, the Bill of Rights was there as a limitation to the federal government's power. But now they have turned this upside down. And as you just heard Matt Shea talk about this, the way they get away with this is to conceal from us what they are doing. When we come back, we're going to play for you what the Bureau of Land Management was trying to conceal from the American people, because all the government agencies are doing this, but you will not believe what they were trying to and continue to try to conceal from the American people. A whistleblower at the BLM has exposed it. Matt Shea is going to break it down when we come back, and we're going to have Sherry Duvalli joining us in the next hour as well.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now, because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus, and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That's right, there's nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide. If you don't have the Bill of Rights, if you don't have the basic protections that belong to every human being, as a matter of fact, you can't run from these people. They're living in your house. You think, as I said before, you think the Third Amendment is obsolete, an anachronism, banning the quartering of troops in homes? No, these guys are living with you. They're living on your phone. They're in your pants with you. They're in your pants pocket. They're in everything that you do. They're watching everything that you do. There is nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, except they hide everything that they do from you. That's what we were just hearing from Matt Shea. And he was talking about the principles and how important it is for the government to be transparent to the people who created it, the people that it is supposed to serve. But, of course, they have flipped this narrative upside down, just as President Eisenhower warned us, just as the Anti-Federalists warned us when this all happened. They were warning us 226 years ago that this was going to happen, and we were going to have a despotic government, because power is always corrupted, corrupts the individuals. They understood what human nature was, and they had witnessed this in the countries that they had come from. They understood that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. They knew also that power centralizes and concentrates. That's the one thing that they don't talk about. But that was also part of Lord Acton when he talked about that. Power concentrates. And so they were very concerned about the concentration of power. So they wanted to make sure that the states retained political power, that there was a division of power between the states and between the federal government and between the three of them and the people. They wanted to have the House of Representatives. You know, one of the amendments that was originally in the Bill of Rights originally had 17 amendments. Only 12 of those were adopted by the Congress and sent to the various states for ratification, but two of those did not make it. And you know what those two were? They had to do with the makeup of Congress. They had to do with pay raises for Congress and so forth, but also how many Congress people there would be. They had, in the original First Amendment, which was not ratified, they had a limit on the minimum number of congressmen that there would be. So they had a limit when the number of people were, I think it was like 3 million or something like that. They had a limit as to how many Congress people there would be. There was another limit when they got to 8 million. And then for today, they said, well, once it gets past that, You know, once we get so big that we got 8 million people, we got well over 300 million people today, we would have about 6,000 representatives if we were to go with this. Here's the math. We would have, with 324 million people and a limitation of the number of representatives, you'd have to have one per every 50,000. That would mean we'd have 6,480 members of Congress versus the 435 that we have today. Because they didn't pass that amendment, they passed a law that fixed the number of congressmen to number of House of Representatives to 435. They say, of course, we could never have 6,480 members in Congress. Really? I think it'd be great if we did, because they wouldn't all be able, well, they might be able to meet in a large stadium or something, but they would be basically be staying at home in their various districts. And certainly with the internet, it wouldn't be any big deal for them to have a virtual meeting, right? That would not be a problem at all. It would give us a lot more representatives. They would be a lot closer to each of us. They would have a lot less power. There'd be 15 times the number of Congress people that we have today. I think that is a time, an idea whose time should come back, and we should take a look at that again. But when we go back to the representation, understand the real way that they control us and pervert this power paradigm to say that they are in charge of us and not the other way around is to conceal from us what they do. And so I want to play for you the second clip from Matt Shea, where he talks about what has been now exposed by a BLM whistleblower. Here's some of the specifics that have now been learned.
When I reported these issues, my supervisor seemed generally unsurprised and uninterested and was dismissive and seemed unconcerned. Now, I want to set the stage a little bit here. Apparently, Special Agent Wooten was the case agent or the lead investigator for this case. Here's another quote from him. The longer the investigation went on, the more extremely unprofessional, familiar, racy, vulgar, and bias-filled actions, open comments, and inappropriate electronic communications I was made aware of or I personally witnessed, end quote. He then continues, quote, the ridiculousness of the conduct, unprofessional, amateurish, carnival atmosphere, openly made statements and electronic communications tended to mitigate the defendant's culpability and cast a shadow of doubt of inexcusable bias, unprofessionalism, and embarrassment on our agency, end quote. This is where it gets very incredible, because Special Agent Wooten brings up some very serious allegations against his own agency. And I want to kind of highlight what those are, and then I would like to go through what specifically is written in this correspondence. First, Special Agent Wooten says that there was the treatment of the Bundys in a manner that suggested they wanted to see a couple members of the Bundy family either dead or harmed. And I want to be very specific about what he said about that.
No question about that.
The second thing that's brought up is that there was an apparent withholding of exculpatory evidence that Mr. Wooten had brought to the attention of his supervisors. Next was that there was allegations of sexual misconduct inside the BLM's law enforcement arm, and that also there were indeed at Bundy Ranch snipers that had been deployed. Now, it's interesting.
That's right. Absolutely. We knew that. We've been telling people that. Many people on the left, if they don't agree with the constitutional positions of the Bundy family, and they were standing on principles, constitutional principles when they did this, they don't really care what the government does to the Bundys. Well, you better care, because they're going to come for you too. If we don't have the basic rule of law, and when we go back and you hear these charges that are coming out of the whistleblower, the BLM, they know that this happened. They know that this happened with Dan Love. He's now been removed. He's had criminal charges put against him. But, of course, all the misconduct of the BLM and of Dan Love was kept from the juries, kept from the public. It was the judge concealed it. The BLM concealed it. That's why we've got to have a whistleblower exposing this. They kept all that quiet for quite some time. Some details had leaked out in the prosecution of Dan Love, who has now been removed, but his name cannot be mentioned in the trials, because to do so would expose the criminal actions of people leading the investigation, leading the actions there, just as what happened in Silk Road. They would not allow the jury to know exculpatory evidence that would have basically shown that the defendants were not in charge of the Silk Road website, that they had FBI agents who were subsequently convicted of massive theft that were in control of the website. This kind of corruption is concealed from juries. This kind of corruption, if known, would not convict the people that the government wants to convict. So whether they're liberals who want to see these people go to jail because they don't like what they did, or it's government that wants to see a young man go to jail for running a website and taking Bitcoin, because freedom might break out, just like freedom might break out if people realized what was happening to public lands out west, they will do anything to jail these people. Dan Love, he talks about the perversion, the vulgar issues and everything. Of course, he was a guy who demanded air conditioning, special tickets, being treated like a celebrity for Burning Man. That created a bit of a, that was exposed in the media. He was also later shown to have stolen artifacts and relics and handed them out as favors. He told people to delete evidence. He told other people that he could fix things for them. That's the kind of corruption that will always happen when you create little kings. And we have now little empires. Not just that America is an empire because of all the different places that we have our military, all the different wars that we're running, but we have internal empires. And in many cases, those empires are fighting each other for control. We have the FCC versus the FTC. Who's going to control the internet? Well, I hope nobody's going to control the internet. And in spite of all these death threats against FCC Commissioner Pai, he is not trying to accumulate power. He is giving power up, and he is saying we need to not regulate this. We need to not turn this into a utility. And they're lying about this. We're going to be talking to Jerome Corsi in the next hour about net neutrality. They're lying about this because it's a very effective political tool for them to get the millennials on their side. They're turning this into class warfare. I've seen so many people say, well, that's it. Now we're going to have ghettos for everybody on the internet. That wasn't the case 2 years ago before this was created. And it hasn't saved us from that at the moment. So we're not going to have ghettos. We're not going to have, this is not about class warfare, but they make it about class warfare. And they make it about race warfare. When you look at the article that we have at InfoWars.com, the death threats that the FCC chair, Pai, is now getting, we've got, looks like most of these people, it's racially motivated. You got a lot of black guys posing with pictures of guns, gangster style, saying, we lost our net neutrality, now you're going to lose your life.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this December the 15th, 2017, the 226th anniversary of the Bill of Rights. You know, that's there to protect everybody. It's not just there to protect white people. It's not just there to protect black people or even to protect the police. We all need to have the protections of due process. We all need to be treated with respect as human beings. That's part of what we're talking about when we talk about natural rights, the presumption of innocence, and restrictions on things that the government can do. That's why they say, oh, you're talking about negative rights. Well, I think it's a very positive thing to prohibit the government from doing drastic things to people. And let's give you an example of this. We talked earlier in the week about the video that just came out after the acquittal of this Arizona police officer who murdered this man in the hallway. He had been seen with a pellet gun, and very similar to Tamir Rice, except there hasn't been the outcry that there was with Tamir Rice. And I'm not saying that either one of them is less deserving of being killed. Neither one of them deserved to be killed. But the race pimps out there seized on the case of Tamir Rice and made it about Black Lives Matter. And as I've said before, if you really want to fix the situation, you have to understand what the principles are here, and you have to get white people on your side instead of saying only this is something that only affects black people. Now, let's fix this case, because I don't want to see any more Tamir Rices, and I don't want to see any more Daniel Shavers being executed by the police. In both cases, they don't have a firearm. People report a firearm. The police come there all hyped up and fearful and start shooting. And in the case of this individual, he was there with his family on vacation in the hotel room, and you see the cop ordering him on his knees to crawl towards him, and then he's begging, please don't shoot me, please don't shoot me, please don't kill me. And he killed him. And here's what his wife had to say after this miscarriage of justice. Here is the widow of Daniel Shaver.
It took people watching my husband die, a very horrible, inhumane death, for people to care.
Please do not shoot me.
Then listen to my instructions.
I'm trying to just do what you
don't talk. Listen.
For 2 years, this video of Daniel Shaver's last moments was sealed from the public.
Don't talk.
It was an execution. You had a man begging for his life, and he was shot 5 times for what? For his elbow coming up too high? For being confused? For being compliant? Why did he deserved to die? He didn't.
The video was released last Thursday after jurors found Officer Philip Brailsford not guilty.
Just don't understand how anybody could watch that video and then say not guilty, that this is justified, that Daniel deserved this, and that Philip Brailsford doesn't deserve to be held accountable for his actions.
What do you make of him saying he had a split second to decide what to do when he thought your husband was pulling a gun?
I think that this goes back to the Mesa Police Department's training, if this is really how they're trained.
Shaver had no gun on him, but police found 2 pellet rifles he used for his pest control job in his hotel room. Sweet said the hardest day of her life was telling her daughters their father wasn't coming home. Yesterday, she received a phone call from her 8-year-old school.
She tried choking herself while she was at school and told her friend that she wanted to die. So I spent all last evening with her in the hospital, getting her psychiatric help.
What did Natalie say to you when you saw her?
She told me that she wanted to be with her dad.
Shot 5 times. Not just once. Wasn't handcuffed, wasn't told to spread out. And you look at the case of Tamir Rice, the young black boy who was playing in a park with a toy rifle. We don't have any audio of that. We do have video of that. And they just jumped out of the car and started shooting. That's why the rule of law matters. That's why the Bill of Rights matters. You're going to have this if we don't get control of the government. If the government thinks that we are their slaves, that they can do anything that they want and get away with it, which they have now. They do it all the time. And unless we establish our power over the government, we are going to have more executions like this. It is not a black and white issue. It is a Bill of Rights issue. It is a rule of law issue. That's why this issue is a matter of life and death. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Studios in Austin, Texas. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I wanted to play for you that clip of the widow of Daniel Shaver. Remind you of Tamir Rice. And I want to remind you of the fact that we had an American Revolution that started because of something called the Boston Massacre, among other things. Then also the shot heard around the world when they came to confiscate the guns and the cannons of the militia. Yeah, that's right, cannons. And the muskets that they got, the rifles that they got, because they weren't all muskets. They had some rifles at the time. Those are state-of-the-art military weapons. And when the government came to get those, that began the Revolutionary War. But the things that were starting all this were, in principle, the same types of things that we're seeing now. A justice system that was broken. A government that believed that it could do anything to anyone at any time and not be held accountable for it. We have a very fragile government at this point. It's kind of like a rotten tree waiting for a wind or to take it down because it has long been dead and hollowed out. And that's what has happened with our Bill of Rights. A good example of this is the reaction to net neutrality. And we're going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us in the next segment to talk about this. As they were having the vote yesterday, the millennials, who this has been targeted toward, because as Reuters points out, net neutrality repeal gives Democrats a fresh way to reach millennials. Do you think that's why they're focused on this so much? As I've said before, why don't they care about the fact that we have dragnet surveillance of the American people? Why don't they care about that? Why don't they care about the censorship of Google and Facebook and Twitter, where they spend so much of their lives? Why don't they care about that? No, it's all about net neutrality. And understand that net neutrality is really about an economic competition between some internet service providers and the people at Netflix who want to stream movies. As we look at this Disney-Fox merger, Breitbart says the Disney-Fox mega merger proves that streaming TV is the only future. That's why they're talking about this. This is fundamentally an issue. This is fundamentally a competition between mega corporations. But they've turned this into something about not only a class warfare, but race warfare. And these millennials are furious with the FCC chairman. We have an article on InfoWars. I hope a dark web assassin kills Pi. And you've got all these individuals putting up either cartoon pictures of firearms, or they're putting pictures up of this is three black guys holding their shotguns and their ARs or whatever. We lost net neutrality. Now you lose your life, AgitPi, FCC. Another guy holding up his pistols in a magazine clip. Y'all just took net neutrality. Mind if I take your life, AgitPi? All your family is going to be effing dead, AgitPi. All this stuff. Can someone please kill this subhuman scum? And they put a picture of FCC Commissioner Pai. That is the hatred that has been engendered by the Marxist millennial left, the Antifa, the anti-fascists, as they call themselves. They're just Marxist millennials. And the Democrats are running roughshod on that. Calling it net neutrality. It's not even net neutrality. This is a competition between different economic groups. There will always be competition, folks. The question is, will the competition take place in a free market, or will there be competition in the back rooms of Congress for government-granted favors? That's the only difference, quite frankly. You can either have a free market competition where you've got companies are trying to compete by offering a better product or better services to their customers. I mean, that's a pure free market situation. And when you get away from a free market situation, it's because you've got some individuals, typically, who it's not necessarily because they're better at competing against everybody else and driving everybody else. It's because they get certain favors because of their size and because of their political connections. So it's that cronyism that comes into capitalism. Why do we talk about crony capitalism, but we don't talk about crony socialism? Well, it's because capitalism can exist without cronyism to one degree or the other. But socialism is always about cronyism. There is no socialism without cronyism. And so it is the essence of corruption. It's the essence of people going in and buying favors to shut down their corporation or to favor their industry over other people. Think about Solyndra and the coal industry under Obama. That's what socialism looks like. Or you take a look and when I talk about free market competition, you say, yeah, but you know, Amazon is putting everybody out of business. They are really are mass great competitors, and they are. They're very, very effective competitors, but they have also gotten massive subsidies from the government for shipping packages that most of their competitors, especially if you're a small or medium-sized company, you're not going to get those kind of subsidies from the U.S. Post Office that Amazon gets. That is when government comes in and starts affecting the free market, corrupting the free market, so that they're not competing simply on providing better services or goods to somebody else, but they're competing because of the leverage that they get over somebody else using the power of government. And putting that kind of power in government, allowing government to grant those favors, is the essence of the corruption that we have in Washington. Because it draws like a black hole. It draws all money and criminals into Washington, D.C. So it isn't that this is some swamp that needs to be drained. I mean, this is a black hole that needs to be blown up and transported to an alternate universe, if you will. I mean, do you really believe that with net neutrality, that we're somehow going to have regulatory agencies that govern in the public interest, that they're governed by wise and disinterested people? Come on, give me a break. Nobody believes that unless you're born yesterday or unless you're still in school or graduate school or you just graduated last year. Nobody believes that. Not even the people who are in these bureaucracies believe that the bureaucracies work like that unless they just are a newly minted bureaucrat themselves. I mean, that is an incredibly naive point of view about how government works, to think that they're going to sit there and they're going to make they're going to take over control of the internet, but everything is going to be equal and fair, and there's going to be no partialism, and nobody's going to be buying favors. Let me tell you something. If you got net neutrality, instead of them competing in the marketplace, you're going to have Netflix and you're going to have Disney and Fox and Comcast and Warner. They're all going to be going into their various congressmen trying to buy favors with them. That's where the competition is going to be. And I just don't know how people like the Electronic Freedom Foundation and other people who ought to know better, how they think that you can change the internet into a centralized command control bureaucracy and somehow make things better, make things freer. The only way that you're going to make things better and freer is to decentralize and make things anonymous and private. And take a look at Bitcoin. I don't know what's going to happen to the price, but there's so much speculation going there. But the whole idea of cryptocurrencies and currencies that allow you to, and I know that Bitcoin doesn't allow you to, part of the blockchain with Bitcoin will trace who is buying and selling stuff, but it lets you get outside of the central banks. And there are cryptocurrencies that compete with it, as John McAfee pointed out, like Monero, which used to be called Darkcoin. There are cryptocurrencies that are being designed that will anonymize the transmission of money. Who receives it? Who sends it? How much is it? It's these types of structures that we need on the internet. And we need an internet that is free and distributed and not centrally controlled. But everything the government is doing is trying to move towards reestablishing central control of the internet. As I pointed out to you, this was originally a DARPA project from Linklater. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. And I know it sounds like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I think Adams picked up on that. But they shortened that to internet. And it was a psychological experiment. The guy was not a computer scientist. He wasn't a scientist of any sort. He was a psychologist. If you want to call that a branch of science, go ahead. It is a branch of science. But he wasn't an engineer. He wasn't a technician that was designing this. It was designed as an instrument of psychological control. And now they're trying to, they put this out there as a rope-a-dope. Hey, it's free. Come on in. You know, just like they did with Google, just like they did with other social media. It's free. Come on in and use it. Yeah, you're the one that's being used. You are the product if you're not paying for it. And now they're starting to tighten the noose. They want centralized control and they want censorship. We're not going to allow that to happen.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind super blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the super blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to have Dr. Jerome Corsi, our Washington correspondent, joining us here in just one moment. Before we go to Dr. Corsi, I want to remind you of the massive Christmas savings that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have many products, 50% off, and let me give you a quick list of those products. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, our multivitamin formula. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, all these 50% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, Prostaguard, all of those 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have two new products, Alpha Power and CellForce. Both of those have just been introduced, and they're both 50% off. Finally, DNA Force, now 33% off. And even though that's not 50% off, the 33% off is a massive dollar savings because that is very expensive and difficult to produce. We frequently run out of DNA Force. And 33% off is a very deep dollar discount. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And we really do appreciate your support this time of year. Let's go to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, net neutrality, we're seeing this is really, you know, even picking this name, this is the Democrats marketing this to the millennials. And it's apparently been very successful because we've now got all these death threats as well as bomb threats as they were doing the vote yesterday. All these death threats against FCC Commissioner Pai. People saying that this is a ghettoization of the internet, implying that this is a class war affair, a race warfare, and that's what we see in the tweets by individuals as well. Your comments?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think anyone who has any question about what net neutrality is about, just realize that George Soros spent millions of dollars to promote net neutrality, mm-hmm. and fought tooth and nail to keep net neutrality rules. He won't. I'm sure there's going to be litigation now. Soros won't give up. If Soros wants net neutrality so badly, you know it doesn't have to do anything with net openness or fairness.
Why does he want net neutrality badly? Why does Soros want it, you think?
Well, see, the trick to it was, and it was deceptively named, of course, companies that are bound by net neutrality are the internet service providers. These are the companies that connect you to the internet. So AT&T, Verizon, whatever company you use as your internet service provider, your ISP, they have to treat everybody equally under net neutrality rules. But what they call the edge providers, that's the content providers, Google, Yahoo, Twitter, any of the
Netflix.
Big giants.
Yeah, Netflix as well, because that's a big part of this economic competition. And soon to be, as they point out on Breitbart, the Disney-Fox mega merger proves that the future of all television is going to be streaming. So that's the financial issues that are behind the curtain of this so-called net neutrality.
But see, the edge providers, the Yahoo's, Google's, were not bound by the net neutrality rules, because the key to net neutrality was it put the internet under Title II of the Communications Act. And so you were dealing with the internet service providers as if they were a 1930s telephone company. They had to provide the same telephone service to everybody. But the content providers were exempt. And that was not by intention. So the content providers could censor at will.
Yes.
And there would be no rule that could prevent them from censoring.
That's
what
right.
Soros knew was that they would censor out conservative and libertarian content. They would censor out, as they did, Alex Jones and others, and you couldn't do anything about it because they were exempt from having to be net neutrality rules. They didn't have to be fair. They could censor to their heart's delight. And what this did was this restricted a lot of the investment that was coming into, that wanted to come into the internet field. Now that we know and knowing that these net neutralities, these, you know, Soros, Obama rules to restrict in a totalitarian leftist fashion the internet are gone. You see all these mergers of new content coming in. You're going to see new investment. You're going to be able to buy different services on the internet, just like you can buy different telephone services. It's going to be a much more market-driven force, which is what the internet was before. Soros and other people tried to control the internet so they could censor it with net neutrality rules.
If you have these Washington bureaucracies that take this over, then people are going to be competing in the halls of the Washington bureaucracy for success in their business, as opposed to competing through innovation, competing in the marketplace, trying to serve customers better. And that is an ideal, and we're not going to ever get to that full ideal of a completely free marketplace. But that's where the innovation is really going to come from. The innovation is not going to come from a federal bureaucracy asserting control over the internet, running it like a utility monopoly, and then doling out the favors to the people that it likes. That's the model for absolute failure and control of the internet. And that's the thing to me that is absolutely amazing. But they take that label, net neutrality, and the Soros-connected organizations have marketed that very effectively, so that now you've got this situation where they really do, the millennials really do think that this is going to be the end of the internet.
Well, and I mean, that's again the degree to which the millennials are being led around by the left, like they've got a ring in their nose, being led around like cattle.
Yes.
You know, the point is, the left controls the universities. This is a very deceptive phrase. It's what the left likes to do. You know, they'll march you off to prison calling it freedom. And, you know, the left is all for, you know, justice and freedom and social justice. Well, they'll put you in a gulag and do thought reform in 20 seconds if you don't agree with them.
That's right.
And I also
Of course, the right will also do that with things like the Patriot Act. I mean, everybody in Washington comes up with this marketing ploy, you know, with the way they name their stuff. It's always exactly the opposite.
You have to watch the both sides all the time.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
But the point is the reaction you're seeing in the, you know, we measured, wrote an article in InfoWars about the fact that so many of these comments being posted with the FCC were all generated by bots.
Yes.
Millions of them by the Soros contingents. Google, Twitter, Facebook put millions of dollars into this campaign. And then you get EdgePie with death threats, a bomb threat. I mean, this is the rabid left, and it's a small.
And then Twitter leaves those out there. They don't ban these people. Presumably they leave these death threats out there.
Well, and also under the net neutrality rules, you know, you look at Twitter, and they can have all these hateful comments on it against EdgePie. Well, you try to put something on Twitter that was against Barack Obama saying exactly the same thing, and your account would be suspended.
That was right. The
whole point of net neutrality. It gave them the right to censor. And they've been
or even just look at Roger Stone criticizing CNN, and they censored his account. I mean, he didn't even criticize a political figure, and there were no death threats. I mean, you got journalists like Keith Olbermann out there making death threats against people, but he's not censored. But just complaining about a mainstream media organization, and they censor you.
Well, the whole idea of the net neutrality rules was to make sure that the left controlled the internet. That's why Soros funded it. It's why they impose these rules. What EdgePie wants to do is, first of all, it's not going to be regulated under common carrier rules of Title II. I mean, it's like saying it was a 1930s telephone. Those rules really don't apply. It's going to go into the FTC. Now, under the FTC, they've got much stronger rules to protect privacy, to respect First Amendment rights.
All right, we've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We're talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi about the deception that is called net neutrality. It's really a marketing device by George Soros, by the Democrats, by the university to trick the low-information millennial left. We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi. And I know Dr. Corsi wants to finish up on net neutrality. He's got one more thing he wants to say, and then we're going to move on to the CIA and its connections to Barack Obama. But I just want to throw this in before I go back to Dr. Corsi. There's an article here from Russia Insider, which I thought was kind of interesting. Google hiring 10,000, they put it, certified morons to further throttle free speech. They're going to have human censors, 10,000 of them, watching the internet, censoring videos, and training AI so they can do it more efficiently, more quickly. And it's kind of interesting because this is coming from Russia Insider, so it's on the left, and they're concerned about this just like we are. People on the left are also concerned about censorship. If they're thinking They should be. They said the ultimate goal, they look at this and they say, well, the ultimate goal is a campaign of suppression of left-wing anti-war sentiment. Well, that'll be there also. Anything that opposes the goals of the government, and if the government is leaning to the right, it'll oppose the left. If it's leaning to the left, it'll oppose the right. But it's going to be opposing freedom, because it's going to be the globalist establishment that is going to be control of this censorship. So people on the left and the right, anybody who wants freedom, should be concerned about this. Let's go back to Dr. Corsi. I know that you had one more thing you said you wanted to say about net neutrality before we moved on.
Yeah, I just want to make the point that that part of what Pai did yesterday in getting the net neutrality rules repealed was now he set the stage for the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, to start regulating the internet. And this is a fundamental difference, because the FTC has stronger powers to protect privacy. It has stronger powers to protect content, First Amendment issues, and it's the agency which will be engaged to break up the monopolies. In other words, I expect now that the FTC is in control, we're going to see, you know, break up action against Amazon, against Facebook, against Google, maybe against Twitter. The FTC will quickly move, and this is again what Soros was afraid about, into destroying or breaking up these. You know, when you get 90-some percent of all the ad revenue going to the edge providers, about four of them, Google, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, the internet is being crowded out by these giants. And if anybody thought that, you know, the Walmart stores were destroying local communities, look at what you're doing with Amazon to the entire economy. And I don't think the FTC is going to allow this to continue through the next few years of the Trump administration. And that's really
an excellent point, because the FCC was originally there, Dr. Corsage pointing out, it was there to allocate frequency spectrums. I mean, their orientation is really more towards assisting public utilities and having government-controlled monopolies. And now you're saying that we need to recognize that Google and Amazon, they're de facto monopolies. And if Google is going to go in and shut down your free speech, there ought to be some restrictions on that. The appropriate place to regulate any freedom infringements by these monopolies is the FTC. That's a great point.
Yeah, because it's Federal Trade Commission. They can have federal trade rules over Amazon saying Amazon's trying to monopolize the distribution of goods. You can do the same with Google. Google's trying to monopolize the search engines and monopolize any of the news they're distributing. Same with Facebook, same with Twitter. And the breakup actions that set the stage for, you can't have breakup actions in the FCC.
That's right.
As long
That's
as right. you had Soros demanding that the internet be regulated in the FCC with these common carrier rules, he had a game going where he could say the internet service providers were like the telephone companies. They had to carry his censored content. And
yes,
there was no restriction in the FCC that he could censor content. He could do it all day long.
That's, I think, a very, very key point right there that you made, Dr. Corsi. We got President Trump at the FBI, and I wanted to cut in and get a couple of his remarks and get your comments on that, and then we'll come back and get to Obama and the CIA. But let's cut quickly to President Trump, and I'm going to get your comments on that, Dr. Corsi.
Assistant Director Resch, for hosting me here at the FBI National Academy to address our wonderful local police and sheriffs from all over America. Very special honor. And it's an honor to stand here today with the incredible men and women of law enforcement. Thank you. We're here to celebrate your graduation from the National Academy at Quantico. For over 80 years, this rigorous and world-renowned
All right, let's hold it there, and I want to get America's... You know what? When I look at this, Dr. Corsi, it kind of reminds me of when President Trump went to the CIA. And he made kind of a generic speech. I think this is going to be kind of a generic speech, talking to the people who are graduating from Quantico, Virginia, the FBI Academy. But he kind of made a generic speech, but it wasn't long after that that he stopped the CIA from supplying weapons to ISIS. Maybe this is a similar signal that something is going to be changed at the FBI. I don't know. What do you think? Am I reading too much into that?
Well, it's kind of like them giving you a party just before they're going to fire you. I mean, I mean, there is something to that. I do suspect, though, that on script or off script, President Trump is going to make it clear that he's going to rededicate the FBI to its original purpose, which is you know, not serving the Democratic Party in a partisan way to protect Hillary Clinton and her crimes, not working at the behest of the globalists to destroy the American freedoms and the American Republic, and he's going to demand that the FBI return to law enforcement.
Kind of signaling to the rank and file, here's your mission, I'm with you on your mission, but we're going to cut the head off of this corrupt organization that is politicized, don't you think?
Yes, I think by and large, the men and women in law enforcement at the street level, at the enforcement level, are honest and do their jobs. I mean, I have tremendous respect for the local FBI agents, for the police, the men and women who, you know, are out there on patrol and doing their job as conscientiously as they can.
Right.
It's the political heads of these organizations. And what you're going to have to do, and by the way, we should also be looking at the internal emails of the people in the State Department, people all through the government. You're going to find that the hate Trump emails that we see at the head of the FBI were also at the head of all these other agencies which have been opposing Trump. And the political employees, the ones who have been loyal in organizing and running these organizations, the bureaucracy as a whole, need to be fired. The ones who are holdovers from the Bush administration, from the Clinton administration, from the Obama administration. These are political actives. And you see it with Tillerson at the State Department. The employees of the State Department hate Tillerson because he's getting rid of them. He's not allowing them to be, you know, their own little presidents with their policy areas running around the world, spending money, telling all the nations what our foreign policy is from their leftist perspectives.
Or Scott Pruitt at the EPA, cutting that back, and Mulvaney at the Consumer Financial Protection Board saying, yeah, we're going to cut this down severely.
Well, I've been a great proponent of redistributing the federal bureaucracy out of Washington. I'd put the CIA and the State Department in Nome, Alaska, so they can be closer to Russia and China. I'd take the EPA and I'd put it down in McAllen, Texas, about the most southern point of the United States. You can fry an egg in the streets in the summer and tell them, if you guys like D.C. and, you know, you don't want to move, that's fine. But the agency's moving. If you want a job, you better relocate to McAllen, Texas.
IBM would get rid of their people instead of having layoffs. They'd just move a division to another place and say, hey, if you really want to work for us, you can move. Otherwise, you can leave right now.
Yeah, I think Department of Transportation in the Mojave Desert do just fine. I think, you know, you could take Department of Health and Human Services and you could probably move them to something like Russell, Kansas.
We're kind of joking about this, but I don't think you're ever going to have an honest investigation unless you start to pull the people in charge of the investigation, draw them from outside of Washington, because I think that area is just too politicized, too incestuous, and everybody seems to know each other. I mean, it's like a little Dickens novel here where everybody is so incestuous. That's right. Well, thank you. We're out of time, but thank you for joining us, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. We're going to talk to Sherry Duvalli about new revelations in the Bundy trial corruption. What is happening with those dictators out there with the BLM? We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor?
That's right.
Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
To arrest and charge roughly 4,000 MS-13 members. And the Department of Homeland Security has arrested nearly 800 MS-13 gang members and associates, an 83% increase from the previous year, and we're much higher this year than we were last year, and we'll get rid of them completely very soon, right? Right? They're working hard.
All right, that's President Trump. He's now talking to the FBI.
Earlier this year,
the people graduating from the Quantico school.
Crackdown on criminal gangs in the history of our country. In just 6 weeks, ICE, these are great people too, great people, and the Border Patrol agents, great.
All right, that's President Trump talking to the people at the FBI. And, of course, he's talking about the legitimate use of law enforcement, protecting people from drug cartels and gangs like MS-13. That's why we create law enforcement. That's why we create institutions like the FBI. They've been subverted by criminal actions and criminal actors at the top. And the same thing is happening even with the Bureau of Land Management. That's at the center of what was going on in Nevada. Joining us now is Sherry Duvalle of ReadoutNews.com. She has an exclusive interview with Washington State Representative Matt Shea exposing BLM atrocities. This is a letter that was sent to Matt Shea by a BLM whistleblower named Larry Wooten. And I want to talk to Sherry about this article that she has there, because it is absolutely amazing the corruption that can happen once somebody gets so much power. That's why we have to have checks and balances. That's why we need to have transparency. You can see what's going on with the FBI. You can see what's going on with the NSA and CIA politically opposing Trump, trying to create a coup. And yet we also can have somebody like Dan Love, who is essentially a king over two states, Utah and Nevada, as a special agent in charge of the BLM law enforcement division there. And this whistleblower, Larry Wooten, talks about many of those abuses that are happening there, and they may cause a mistrial because, Sherry, wasn't it, it was just about a week or so ago that we spoke, because the judge there in the Bundy trial dismissed the jury and said, you won't be needed until, I think, what was it, December the 20th or something, if then, she said, and that was the if then part that had everybody saying, ooh, looks like there's going to be maybe a mistrial because of all the things that were concealed and the criminal actions that were concealed by the BLM.
Yeah, that's exactly what the date that they gave us is December 20th. And apparently this whistleblower letter is a big part of why, you know, this case might just go away. And I'm not sure it'll go away with a mistrial. It's starting to look like a full dismissal.
Hmm. Wow. And that would mean, when you say dismissal, that would mean that they would not try them again.
Yes. Dismissal with prejudice.
Wow. Wow, with prejudice. Wow. So talk a little bit about some of the things that have been exposed. We played a couple of brief clips early in the show from your interview with Matt Shea, but tell us, give us a little bit of the landscape here that's exposed in this letter from the BLM whistleblower, Larry Wooten.
Well, he not only exposes Dan Love, and Dan Love has done some very atrocious things, mm-hmm. according to Agent Wooten, but he's including other agents, his own supervisor, and even the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Mm. They're all so it's very widespread corruption that he's exposing.
Absolutely. It's very widespread, and somebody's going to have to be held accountable for this because it can't just go away.
And you know, that's the problem that we always see is how concealed, how the government can work together, how they can conspire to conceal information from the public to continue with these crimes. And it's always up to the good people in the FBI or the good people in the BLM to expose these criminal actions. And frequently, the government then turns on them. Do we know what's the situation with Larry Wooten? Have they come after him for exposing their criminal actions? Because we see that happen typically to whistleblowers.
Well, he brought the information to Acting U.S. Attorney Myrie back in February, and I believe it was the day after he did that, that he was fired. And he was told that Myrie was furiously demanded that he be removed.
Wow.
You know, he was furious that this man wanted to expose the truth.
Well, that'll be the least that they try to do to him, but that's why we need to get his name out, why we need to thank him about this. One of the things that he said about Special Agent in Charge Dan Love, who has now been dismissed, and of course his crimes were concealed from those who were in the jury, concealed largely from the public, we're now learning some things like the fact that he had a kill book as a trophy. And he bragged about the fact that he had gotten three individuals in Utah to commit suicide. I know about the death of Dr. Red. I didn't know about the other two individuals. Sure, of course, Dr. Red was a guy who was a altruistic physician in a very rural area. And Dan Love came after him and said, oh, you stole artifacts and was going to ruin his life and essentially caused the guy to commit suicide.
That was a horrendous case. It was a case that, you know, I could never have conceived of it. And the thing is part of that case involved Dan Love taking artifacts for himself and,
yes,
and passing them out like little gifts of candy.
That's right. So he drives this doctor, again, an altruistic doctor, physician, serving a very small, very rural community that no other doctors typically would go to. He drives him to suicide over these artifacts, and yet he's got these artifacts on his desk. That's one of the things that he was fired for, was taking these things for his own personal use and stealing them.
Yes, and by all accounts, Dr. Red was very beloved in his town. this has continued to haunt his, not just his family, but the people, his patients, his friends, and the entire community. Because they know, they tried to get him held responsible and accountable, and the courts, I believe it was all the way up to the Ninth Circuit, held that Dan Love had qualified immunity. They can't touch him.
Wonderful Ninth Circuit Court again. Let's talk about a little bit of the details in this letter. One of the things that you quote in your article, your interview with Matt Shea on the BLM atrocities at readoutnews.com. In the article, he said there was a widespread pattern of bad judgment, lack of discipline, bias, unprofessionalism, misconduct. But then he also goes to say it was likely policy and ethical and legal violations among senior and supervisory staff at the BLM's Office of Law Enforcement. He said the supervisors and potential witnesses and investigative team supervisors had often committed these crimes. Tell us a little bit about some of the crimes that he was referring to. I know that they had said he quoted one of the statements of one of these individuals, go out there and kick Cliven Bundy in the mouth or the teeth and take his cattle. I need you to get the troops fired up to go get those cowboys, not take any crap from anyone. I mean, they wanted to provoke violence, and in fact, they did provoke violence, and they did have snipers who were training their weapons on individuals.
Yeah.
That was something that came out in the recent trials. They denied that all along. We knew that. We had reported that. But, of course, the public did not believe what we told them. Hopefully now they will believe these documents, believe the judge, believe the whistleblower.
Yes. And, again, it wasn't just Dan Love doing all of this.
That's right.
And that's right. What people need to understand. A lot of people I hear are just continuing to point their finger at Love, and which they do need to do. He does need to be held accountable. But it wasn't just him. He was being encouraged almost. He was doing these things, and they were protecting him, allowing him to do it, and saying that he's untouchable.
That's right. They called him in his whistleblower thing. He says the BLM OLE's director's boy. They were going to hide and protect him. So this is systemic. You know, when we talk about a situation where there's excessive use of force or somebody is killed, like we talked about in this instance of the most recent one of the man crawling on his hands and knees to the Arizona cop saying, please don't kill me, please don't kill me, and the guy kills him.
Right.
When we talk about that and the fact that they get away with it, we say, well, they have now owned, as a system, they have now owned that because the prosecutor didn't want to get a conviction on that police officer. They'll have to get justice if they get justice in a civil trial. But they are protecting their guy there. And it's also, as we move to the trial stage, you also had one of the prosecutors there, Stephen Myrie, that was also complicit in this. I mean, he names individuals that are involved in this.
Yes, he does. And the most important part about Mr. Myrie is the fact that when the U.S. attorney, Daniel Bogden, got removed from his post, Stephen Myrie took his place. He is the acting U.S. attorney for the entire district.
That's right. So this goes very high. This corruption is vertical, and this corruption is horizontal. It goes from some of the lower-level agents all the way up to the very top, and it goes between different jurisdictions. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're talking to Sherry Duvalle.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality.
We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Sherry Duvalli of Redoubt News. She's been covering the Bundy trial in great detail. As we reported a couple of weeks ago, the judge there was concerned about the lies and the cover-ups of the federal government, not just the BLM, but other agencies were involved in that. They had a private meeting. She dismissed the jury until December the 22nd and then said you won't be needed until December the 20th and said you will not be needed until then, if we need you. So people start saying, well, this may be a mistrial. But now Sherry Duvalli said there's talk that there may be a dismissal, which means that there would not be a retrial. There may be a dismissal and with prejudice. And I think that is very key. One of the things that's kept the Bundy family locked up for a couple of years is the threat assessment report that said that these guys were the aggressors. And now we realize that it was exactly the opposite. It was the corrupt BLM law enforcement officers led by Dan Love who were the aggressors. And then the Justice Department embraced this and went into a persecution of them in the legal system. So joining us now is Sherry Duvalli. We got one more segment here, Sherry. I'll turn this over to you to tell people what you think about these latest developments.
I think everybody needs to read these documents. The world needs to be aware of how our Justice Department is treating the people of this country.
That's right. Because this is not limited to one family. This is not limited to one political perspective. They will do this to come after anybody. And as I've pointed out before, we've seen this numerous times. We've seen it with the Silk Road case and the multiple life sentences that were given to Ross Ulbricht for running a website and accepting Bitcoin. I mean, that's really what they were upset about, the fact that things were out of their control. They didn't want liberty to break out there, and they didn't want liberty to break out on Western lands either, or even to recognize long-established property rights that were out there.
Yeah, that's a big issue in the West. Another case you might want to remind everybody of is the case of the death of LaVoy Finicum.
Yes, yes, yes. Because when we look at all these things saying that they wanted to harm members of the Bundy family or kill them, that's what they did with LaVoy Finicum, and they nearly did it with Ryan Bundy as well.
Yes, and the kill list, apparently, there seems to be a longer kill list. They do mention in this whistleblower letter pictures of Cliven Bundy and Eric Parker with big X's through their faces showing extreme prejudice. Which generally means take them out.
Wow.
But that, you know, in this case, it doesn't say that. It just has the big X's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
yeah, that's interesting.
They sent pictures of that around, but you don't find pictures of that. They're a subject to FOIA, but nobody's got copies of them. So what happened to those?
Yeah, kind of like Hillary Clinton's emails, right? They always seem to disappear because there is so... There's so many people involved in this corruption. If it was only one individual, then yeah, you would be able to get those, or if it's just a few people. But what that tells us is how widespread the corruption there is, as we're seeing how widespread the corruption in Washington is.
Yes, and it is amazing that we had an elected official Matt Shea, willing to come out and break this story just to help the people of this country. That's his sole motivation, is to look out for his constituents and get the truth out there.
That is a heroic act. And, of course, also I would say for Agent Wooten of the BLM to put that out there.
Well,
and we have seen this before. All whistleblowers, they understand what this is truly about, the threats to them, just as we've seen John Kiriakou, who blew the whistle on CIA torture.
Yeah, and we do have whistleblower protection laws in this country that they are also throwing out the window.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, along with the Bill of Rights that they threw out as well. Well, thank you so much for joining us at the last minute, always with breaking news. Sherry Duvalle talking about the fact that this now may be a dismissal with prejudice, because they were very prejudiced in what they did. Thank you so much for joining us, Sherry. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Lee Stranahan. He has been looking at the details of the Russiagate stuff and for quite some time. He's going to be talking to us about Natalia Veselnitskaya and the Magnitsky Act, as well as he's talked about what's going on in Ukraine in great detail. So we have Lee Stranahan joining us in the next segment. In this segment, I want to talk about kind of some cultural issues. Because we've had Chelsea Handler attacking Sarah Sanders because she's doing such a good job as the White House press secretary. They can't handle it. So they come after her on a personal level. But I want to talk about how the left is now using Jesus to attack conservatives and to forward their pro-choice health care NFL Marxist agenda. Here's Sarah Silverman and her own personal Jesus. So she's standing in line. She's at a fast food place.
Hey,
and the guy in front of her's got a cap and long hair and a beard.
Sarah?
Oh, you're Jesus.
Right, of course. Right. You know my name. That's so cool. Yeah. It's so neat to meet you. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. Me too.
I quote you all the time. I'm always telling people the quote of yours, deal with your or your will deal with you.
Oh, no, you're thinking of, it actually goes, if you don't bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will destroy you.
I love that.
Ah, thanks. I just
Let's hold on. Pause it right there a second. Okay, that's coming from the Gospel of Thomas, which was discovered in 1945. That's not part of the Bible, and that's not what Christians recognize as coming from Jesus. But, of course, we're talking about Sarah Silverman here. What does she know about Christianity? She's going to create a straw man here. This is her straw man, Jesus. And watch how she tries to use this. What? Anyway, let's go back to her straw man, Jesus.
It's not amazing. Baby, and I just love Jesus your whole peace and love vibe. And I'm sorry for people who use your name to do really un-Jesus-y things.
Like Sarah Silverman.
You know what? People do the best they can with what they've been given. That's how I see it.
I love that.
That's actually not mine. I got that from my therapist.
Oh.
cool.
Oh, yeah, Jesus has got a
therapist. Do you mind if I just kind of spitball some rapid-fire questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, the NFL, the whole football thing.
Pats. That's the team to beat, the Pats. Without a doubt. Come on, Brady.
Yes, I know.
Ageless. No, right, he's ageless. He just looks incredible.
I mean the, like, the kneeling and the protesting of that. Police brutality.
Of course. I think, you know what? Good for them. What a beautiful way to get your voice heard. It's really, really great. Wait, 1 second. Are you still doing flatbread?
Let's hold it right there. You know, this is something, too, that the left has done over and over again, trying to make a correlation in the NFL between, for example, Colin Kaepernick, the Marxist protester, and Tim Tebow. Because, you know, they both kneel. And so, therefore, there is an equivalence here. Except that the Marxist is kneeling in protest, and Tim Tebow was kneeling in prayer. There's a big difference there. But the left loves to continually conflate those two ideas. And there isn't any virtue, frankly, in attacking other people or dividing the country between black and white. That's not something that Jesus would do, but it's something that people like Sarah Silverman would do. Let's continue on with her straw man Jesus here.
You have flatbread. There's a box. It's new. By the back door. I'll have turkey and Swiss on flatbread. Sorry?
No. So what do you think of the situation with healthcare?
Well, if someone's sick, you take care of them, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but right. This is the country where if you're poor, they let you die.
Wait a minute. Pause it there a second. You mean like charity or something? When I went to the meetings that were surrounding Hillary Clinton's attempted takeover of healthcare as first lady, where she didn't have any authority back in the early 90s. And of course, it was a meeting that was being run by our Democrat representative. I lived in a very liberal area of North Carolina. And I got up and I said, well, I don't want to see the government running healthcare. I don't think that's going to work for anybody. I said, I think we need to have people engaged in charity, giving their money personally to people that they know need it. I got roundly booed. As soon as I said the word charity, all of these Democrats, if they'd had rotten tomatoes, they would have been throwing them at me. They hate the idea of charity. That's what Jesus would be doing, if you want to know. It would be personal charity, helping people yourself, instead of creating, you know, this government to do everything for you that is going to be benevolent, this government God. Let's go ahead with one more of her things here. I want to get to the pro-choice part here.
What a great way to treat someone.
Not!
That's Wayne's World.
That's a deep cut. Early 90s.
It is?
Yeah.
I mean, time is eternal for me, so early 90s, late 90s, it all just seems the same to me.
Wow.
It's all the same thing. As a matter of fact, what's older? Where's the beef? Or yes, queen?
The former.
The former.
Okay, you know what? Thank this is really... I can't take too much of Sarah Silverman and her Jesus that she's created. Let me just tell you what they get to here. When they get to abortion, she has Jesus say, I'm against it, but that's just me. Okay, so it's just him. There are no absolute standards, according to her Jesus. I'm also against the squashing of the tiniest bug. Oh, is he? Is he? I didn't know that he was. So whether or not you squash a bug or kill an animal or have an abortion, that's up to the individual. So what she does is she puts the words in Jesus' mouth to say that a baby, human baby, is no different than an animal or a bug. And let me explain to you that what she's doing here, she's selling you some kind of a Buddhist veganism. She's not selling you anything that has to do with morality, with the God of the Christian Bible, or with Jesus himself. And this is where these people are headed. This is the way they pervert things. This is this, again, taking Jesus out of the straw at Christmas time and making a straw man out of him. J.K. Rowling is also coming out and saying God is a black woman. Why is she saying that? Well, she's saying that in response to the election of Doug Jones, the abortionist, who would treat babies at full term with no more respect than you and I would treat a bug. who would squash them. This is due to Roy Moore's defeat in the Alabama Senate election. She said, God must be a black woman. Roy was right. God is in control. But what he didn't realize was she's black. And this is something that we've seen from these people before, right? There's a long history of this. There was a Michelangelo parody just this last May where they took the creation, you know, where you got God reaching over with a finger touching Adam, drew God as a black woman. And going back to 2008, we got The Shack where they have the Trinity and this kind of neo, pretty much what Sarah Silverman just did there with Jesus and The Shack. Of course, the father of the Trinity was represented by a black woman. And I think if we want to know what's going on here, it wasn't, as Jeff Flake said, decency wins because Roy Moore was defeated. No, actually, I think MRC TV got it right. They said decency has in no way prevailed in Alabama because while Republicans may have and by and large rejected their own alleged child abuser, Democrats have openly embraced theirs. Alabamians will instead be represented in Congress by a man who stands in open favor of the largest genocide in the history of mankind, largely targeting blacks, largely manipulating and exploiting black women, the same people that the liberals say are God. And, of course, he was vehemently supported by Planned Parenthood. As they point out, an organization makes boatloads of cash carving up babies like rotisserie chickens because, you know, babies are really no better than an animal that you would slaughter or a bug that you would squash. Currently under federal investigation for selling off fetal eyeballs and livers harvested from butchered infants, given to scientists to be played with in Petri dishes, and even in California, two of these institutions have now been closed, fined $7.8 million in California, but the left is still there with Planned Parenthood. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lee Stranahan.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're fighting the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in this segment by Lee Stranahan. We're going to get to him in just one moment. Before we do, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we put in for Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of our most popular products 50% off. Some of those are Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's our multivitamin, multi-mineral drink mix. That's 50% off, along with Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, both of those 50% off. Also, Super Male Vitality, Prostaguard, both of those 50% off. And we have a couple of new products, Self Force and Alpha Power. They both have an introductory price of 50% off. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got other things like Brain Force, Silver Bullet, InfoWars Life Select Survival Food. Those are all on sale, as well as DNA Force. Take a look at the massive savings that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And Merry Christmas. All right, let's talk to Lee Stranahan. Of course, you can find him with citizenjournalismschool.com, also a website that he has with his articles, thepopulist.us, and he has a radio show, Fault Lines, on sputniknews.com. He co-hosts with Garland Nixon. Thank you for joining us, Lee.
Hey, David, how you doing? The set's looking very festive.
Thank you. Yeah, we got a Christmas tree here. Merry Christmas. I guess they don't do that on CNN, right?
No, they don't. They have a holiday orb.
Yeah.
So it's not the same thing.
That's right. So tell us, you've been following all this stuff that's been happening with Fusion GPS for a very long time, CrowdStrike,
right.
Not CrowdSource, but all of these various things that have been happening. Of course, now we're seeing a lot of revelations about the corruption within the FBI and everything. It looks like Hillary Clinton apparently not only bought the DNC, but she essentially owned the FBI. She didn't pay cash for it, but there's political favors there involved. And we've even got now an FBI, former FBI agent, who is at the center of the Clinton email investigations and everything, saying, hey, we got to have this Russian probe as insurance in case Donald Trump gets elected. So talk to us a little bit about what you're investigating in this right now.
Well, I'm going to give people, and again, you know how I roll on this stuff, David. I like to give people factual information. So I'm going to tell everybody the most buried story of the week. So if you heard the name Natalia Veselnitskaya.
Right.
Right. So.
Yeah, the Russian lady at the center of all the Magnitsky and the Adoption Act and all that stuff. Yes.
It's a mouthful, by the way. As a broadcaster, that's not a fun name. So Natalia Veselnitskaya is the Russian lawyer at the center of this. Now, what the media is not telling you, and anyone can look this up, she submitted sworn testimony to the Senate. on, she wrote it November 20th. It came out last week. Have you heard the media talking a lot about her sworn testimony?
No, they haven't. They talked about her, what, 2 or 3 months ago you first heard her name. Right. And since then we haven't heard anything about Natalia Veselnitskaya.
So why would you guess they haven't been talking about this testimony, which anybody can read for themselves? They can go find the testimony. And we have a link to it that I send out periodically, but it's not hard to find. It's about 40 pages. And the reason, David, you can guess this, the reason they haven't been talking about it is it doesn't fit their narrative. That's what's going on. It just mm-hmm. does not fit their narrative. So remember, this is sworn testimony. And you got to remember, if she was saying things that was anti-Trump in this testimony, everyone would be all over it, right? This would be the top story. But instead, the media, just if you look up her name, literally nobody's covering this. I want to urge everybody I'm going to give you a hint of what's in there, but read it for yourself. It says that this story about Bill Browder is that he's been pushing. Bill Browder is the billionaire globalist who's been pushing the anti-Russia Cold War for years now. He's mm-hmm. a guy who's been convicted of crimes. And by the way, he's celebrated. He was on Morning Joe this morning with Meek and Joe. He celebrated on CNN, on MSNBC, but also on Fox, David. And when he testified in front of the Senate, everyone on that panel, Republican and Democrat, praised him. Now, who is this guy? He's a guy who renounced his U.S. citizenship to avoid paying taxes. That's who he is. He mm-hmm. did that. He's a billionaire globalist who became a British citizen because he didn't want to pay taxes. Then he started. His father was a communist. His father was too. But his grandfather, Earl Browder, was the head of the Communist Party. His grandmother was in the GRU, was literally in the Russian GRU. And Bill Browder's grandfather also was a spy for Stalin. This is all provable stuff. I mean, it's out there. There's a letter. Right. Where Stalin says this, right? But that's not, why is that relevant? Because he used his Russian connections to become a hedge fund manager, you know, like Soros, right? To become a hedge fund manager in Russia. And in Russia, what he doesn't tell you is he was committing a tax fraud scheme that he was convicted of. Now, the tax fraud scheme is pretty straightforward, David. Here's what they do. You've heard of Apple do it, right? What a company does is they have these offshore shell companies, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they transfer their... By the way, David, how many offshore shell companies do you have?
I had to give up all of mine.
That's right. So this is not a thing that normal human beings do. Globalist 101.
That's right.
They take advantage of these laws. That's who this guy Bill Browder is. And so everybody, David, has been getting this story wrong. Everybody from Fox to MSNBC. They take from Bill Browder what they want. So, mm-hmm. for instance, they've made a demon of this Russian lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya, who I have not interviewed yet. I really want to talk to her. But just read the testimony for yourself. Start to look into the details. Run it down. And you can find on the internet a video. So this is here's why I know Bill Browder's lying. It's real simple. I read a legal deposition he gave in 2015 where he directly contradicts his sworn Senate testimony. I'll say that again. He gave a deposition that you can find online where he directly contradicts his own story. So, for instance, he says this guy, Sergei Magnitsky, was his lawyer. He didn't have a law degree. Bill Browder admits that in the deposition. He wasn't a lawyer. He admits that these shell companies he had were convicted of tax fraud, okay? All in the deposition. Yet none of this gets mentioned in front of the Senate. What's happening is another part of the perfect storm of events that the globalists are using to try to take down Trump. That's what's happening.
And to cherry pick certain things that they want from this guy, as you point out, he's now committed perjury. They go in and they get him to tell certain hand-picked items of this that fits their narrative. That's the way that they're moving with this. That's the insurance that they had against President Trump.
And I got to say, once again, I always feel, I don't want to feel like I'm sucking up to you, David, but you know I'm a fan, right? You know I'm a fan. And I got to say, once again, I give InfoWars credit. You are the only outlet that's letting me talk about this right now. And
well, we're big fans of yours, Lee, and we know how deeply you go into the details. And we want to hear more about the details of what they don't want us to know about Browder. As you point out, you know, that's disappeared off of the headlines. And we need to know what is at the center of this as they handpick certain Russian individuals that they bring into this Trump-Russia narrative. That was their insurance in case President Trump won. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lee Stranahan.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Please,
He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lee Stranahan about the investigations that he's done into the testimony of Natalia Veselnitskaya, as well as Browder, the guy who is involved in this. And I want to give them, Lee, a picture of the, let's go up and give them a little bit broader context, of course. And the reason that we're talking about this is because they brought all this in the meeting with this woman, this Russian woman, met with Donald Trump Jr. So this is where they want to smear the Trump people with a, you know, the Russian conspiracy theory and so forth. But going back a little bit before that, you went way back into some details about Browder that I was not aware of, his long family connections to the Stalinesque Russian secret police and things like that under the Soviet Union before it became the Russian Republic. But then also about Browder, who had fled the country because he wanted to, you know, he's one of these guys with offshore accounts and so forth. He gets involved in Russia with a massive corruption. This Magnitsky guy is also jailed. And because of the alleged inhuman detention conditions, as I point out, we had the Magnitsky Act. So this is the guy that's involved in massive corruption, goes to jail for massive corruption, and kind of like they're accusing the Russian government of doing the same kind of stuff they did to the people involved in the Bundy trial, except the people in the Bundy trial didn't do anything. These guys were involved in massive financial corruption and so forth. But still, they said, okay, it would be like the Russians saying to us, we're going to enact sanctions because of the way you've treated Clive and Bundy and these other guys, holding them in jail, torturing them for 2 years without bail and so forth. So they create the Magnitsky Act to punish, Obama does in 2012, to punish the Russians for the in retaliation for human rights abuses suffered by this guy in prison who subsequently dies. And then the Russians come back and do a retaliatory thing saying we're going to block adoption of Russian children by Americans. So that gets us to this point. And then there's a meeting with Veselnitskaya and Donald Trump Jr. So that's the broader construct of this. So you take it from there.
Well, it is. Well, let me go back and let me tell Bill Browder's story and then tell you how you know it's not true. Bill Browder testified in front of the Senate that in 2005, and I'm not looking at my notes, so I could have these, I could be off by a year, but in 2005, he was told he couldn't enter Russia again on a visa program, and he didn't know why. And then in 2007, his offices were raided, and he didn't know why, right? Mm-hmm. What he says is it's just the Russians are horrible, and Putin's a dictator and a despot, and he's out to get him.
Yeah, there's no reason.
What he says in his own deposition is that these shell companies of his were under investigation prior to that, in 2003, for instance, right? 2004. Mm-hmm. So therefore, he knows why he's asked not to come into the country. He knows why the offices are raided. Then in Senate testimony, he said, they raided my offices, and I hired the smartest Russian lawyer I knew, Sergei Magnitsky. I've already said he's not a lawyer, but let's ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
Magnitsky had been working for Browder Shell Companies in 2002. He didn't just hire him. He'd already been working for the shell companies in 2002. That's in Browder's own sworn testimony in a suit called Prevazon Holdings versus U.S., right? U.S. versus Prevazon Holdings, okay? It's right there in his own words. So Browder is intentionally getting the timeline wrong. Here's what I've learned. Globalists have figured out how to tell stories that the media eats up. Yum, yum. Mm. We love this story. It's Putin's a bad guy and human rights abuses and everything else that have no basis in fact whatsoever. And politicians on both sides of the aisle don't even. Here's the thing about his Senate testimony.
Yeah, he's become their star witness, as you point out, for both sides, because he's going to make the left loves him because, oh, look, there's a connection here, tenuous connection to Donald Trump Jr. And the right loves him because he makes Putin look like a bad guy, even though he was running this web of 23 different shell companies, and they were coming after him for tax fraud and graft and corruption, $230 million. But ignore all of that.
And don't forget, this deposition was from 2015. So here's what I'm saying. By the time he gets to the Senate floor this past summer, every senator on that floor has a staff. They have aides. Anybody could have looked at his deposition and said, Mr. Browder, you're saying you didn't know why, but right here you say, you just said in your own, I'm going to hold it up. You just said Magnitsky was working for your shell company that you signed the tax returns for. It says it right here in 2002. Can you explain that? And they didn't. And that's why I call this Browdergate. This is a massive scandal, David. This is every senator up there. Nobody asked him. By the way, I don't know what he would say to that. And by the way, the reason I mentioned the fact that his father, his grandfather, Earl Browder, was a spy for Stalin, recruited spies in the U.S.
Yeah.
Stalin, his grandfather, right?
We're getting a little bit of getting a little bit of problem with transmissions. Are we back now with Lee? Lee, there?
I think we might have.
Okay, yeah, we just missed you. Do we have him back? Okay, all right. So we don't have Lee back yet. What he's talking about is the fact, again, to recap, Browder, this guy who has his family has long connections to Stalin. And, you know, most Americans still think of the Soviet Union as being, or still think of Russia as a Soviet Union. And as we pointed out before, there has been a massive sea change in the government. But both the left and the right do not want us to see that. And they don't want us to see the collusion that has been happening with the Clinton Foundation. I mean, they want to hide the fact that ClintonEmails.com was openly hacked by the Russians. They want to hide that. And they want to then brag about the fact that the DNC was hacked. But we got Lee back. So, Lee, you were just talking about Browder and why it was important that people understand how he is at the center of all this. Go back. Go ahead.
And by the way, do you have any guesses as to which organization Bill Browder may have given $10,000 to $15,000? Not may have. Gave $10,000 to $15,000 to?
Maybe the Democrats?
Starts with a C. Oh, no. It's not just the Democrats. He literally gave money to, I believe, the Clinton Global Initiative. It could have been the Clinton Foundation.
They could then use that money to buy the Democrat National Committee.
Yeah. Well, no, let me point out also, this is interesting, too. Bill Browder's lobbyist was a woman named Juliana Glover. J-U-L-E-A-N-N-A, Glover. She's a former Bush official. He had lobbyists on the left and right.
Yeah.
If you look up her name, you'll see she was in the Washington Post as a prominent anti-Trumper, right?
Mm-hmm,
and you'll also just Google her name, Juliana Glover, and then Google Dina Powell. You and I have talked about Dina Powell.
Oh, yeah.
She's the person who's in the Bush White House. There you go. There you go. There's Juliana right there. This is Bill Browder's lobbyist, who, by the way, go to her Twitter feed, and you'll see she's still putting out stuff in support of Browder right now. So what I'm saying is, this is the way globalists roll, David. I don't need to tell you or the InfoWars audience.
That's right.
They don't just go on the Democrat side. They go on the Republican side too. And she's, again, former Bush, worked closely with Cheney, worked with John Ashcroft, who's an attorney for Bill Browder. And she's close friends with Dina Powell, who's now, thank God, going to be leaving the Trump White House.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is,
good news.
It is no coincidence that Bill Browder's lobbyist was one of the top anti-Trump Republicans in the run-up to the election. So we've talked about the Ukraine thing before. Oh, by the way, if you had to hazard a guess as to who's funded Bill to promote Bill Browder's story, did you ever get any guess on the Hungarian billionaire who might have done that?
Okay, we'll give people some time to look that up, because we've got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Lee Stranahan, and he's going to give you the answer on the other side of this break. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza. Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose auto ship before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for auto ship because we hold back a surplus for auto ship customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on auto ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lee Stranahan. Before we get back to Lee, and before we give you the answer that we left you on the cliff hanging, just before we went to the break, I want to tell you about a couple of the sales that we have. We've got a massive Christmas sale that has begun at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of our most popular items 50% off. Here's some of them. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, Prostaguard, all those 50% off, plus a couple of new products, Cell Force, and Alpha Power. Both of those are also 50% off. Other items that are very popular, we got on sale, Brain Force, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, InfoWars Life Select Survival Food, that's 25-year shelf life, storable food, as well as DNA Force, which is 33% off. And we're going to have a broadcast, 34-hour broadcast, kicking off here on this program Monday at 8 a.m. Central. That's when it's going to begin, a 34-hour broadcast special here on InfoWars. So we hope that you join us. And, of course, it's your support that has made this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars possible. So we thank you very much, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. And let's get back to Lee Stranahan, because just before the break, Lee was pointing out that this Russian narrative doesn't just fit the corrupt pro-Hillary Democrat people in the FBI, but he was also making connections to top Republicans and Republican lobbyists, people who are involved with the Never Trumpers, people like Dina Powell and lobbyists like Julianne Glover. So that's what we need to understand, that this serves the Never Trump GOP establishment as well. And Julian Assange, as I read earlier in the show, was tweeting out, hey, is this the beginning of a coup against Trump so they can get Pence in? And there's people in the Republican Party that want Trump out desperately. And so when you go back and we look at this, see, just before we went to the break, Lee Stranahan said, well, there's also ties to between these Republicans, Dina Powell, and the lobbyist Julianne Glover. There's ties to a certain Hungarian billionaire. Who would that be, Lee?
That would be George Soros. That's a good
point. Right.
People might have guessed that. But there's an organization, and I got to find the exact name of it, but it's mentioned by Bill Browder in the group. It's got one of those names that's hard to remember because it's kind of generic, but it's like the reporting on corruption and conspiracy or something like that. It's a group of reporters doing journalism, right? Mm-hmm. And they have been one of the chief people putting the case for Bill Browder together. And if you go to their website at the bottom, it says it's a project of George Soros' Open Society Foundation. So that's, again, not much of a conspiracy theory. It's the group that Bill Browder mentions in his depo is funded by Soros. It's a direct outgrowth of it. And, again, what we see there is a conflation of interest because George Soros hates Russia and has been one of the people driving the narrative in places like Ukraine, for instance. You and I have talked about that before. And so The thread that ties these things together are how billionaires and globalists are able to put this together. Let me tie in another story. Let me move off Browder for a quick sec, Dave. Here's a story that you and I have talked about before. It's the reporting I did up in Twin Falls, Idaho, because I just broke something very big today that I've not talked about before. One of the things that happened in Twin Falls, Idaho, and I'll try to do this very concisely, there was a girl who was sexually assaulted, raped, by three refugee boys. Two of them were involved. One was filming. And they were young. One of them was a teenager, actually, but the other two were younger. And a few weeks into that case, the prosecutor, Grant Loebs, came out. And he said, people need to stop spreading misinformation.
Right.
People were spreading. They were saying that the assailants were adults, they were Syrian, and that they had a knife. And that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I revealed for the first time today something I've not talked about for over a year. I interviewed Grant Loebs off the record when I was in Idaho. And in the course of that, I asked him about something I'd heard, which is that the boys, the police had been called to that very same apartment complex a few weeks earlier, and they had a knife. And that was confirmed to me by Grant Loebs, the prosecutor at the time. I want to go over that again. Now, am I saying that the boys had a knife when they assaulted the girl? No. The victim, the five-year-old victim, said that they did, and Loebs knew that as well, by the way. But I want you to think about this. I want you to put yourself in the position of the parents for a second. Your daughter's sexually assaulted. She says the assailants have a knife. You know that the police have been called to your apartment complex a few weeks earlier, and that the same boys who assaulted your daughter had a knife.
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
Yeah.
And now the prosecutor comes out and says there was no knife. That's prosecutorial misconduct. And I had the conversation with Grant Loebs about it extensively. Furthermore, a New York Times reporter did a piece on me earlier this year. I did hours of interviews with her. I told her, as a reporter, you don't, here's why I haven't revealed it up to this point. Because I wanted to wait for the right time. I was trying to get Grant Loebs to continue to talk to me. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Even though I knew he had done this heinous thing, which is, but imagine how you feel as the parent, where you see the prosecutor.
Oh, and the mayor there attacked on Facebook, attacked the family, attacked the parents, and then had to publicly apologize for the vicious things he said about the parents, whose, you know, young daughter, who had some mental issues, right, was violent, you know, was attacked by these kids. I mean, it's very, very, and when you see this, we see this all the time, Lee, we see this throughout Europe, where they try to cover for crimes of people if they happen to be refugees or whatever, because that's the politically correct thing to do. We can't attribute any crimes to these people who are here.
And I've taken a lot of arrows as a reporter saying, well, why did you say it was a cover-up? Why did you say it was a cover-up? Because I had talked to Grant Loebs, mm-hmm, who told me he was aware. And by the way, the police, and you don't have to take my word for it, there's a police report. They went out. Now, what's going to happen, David, is you watch nobody. This is a major kink in this story. And the reason it came up is I'm in New York right now, because a Comedy Central show called The Opposition did an interview with me last night, and they sprung this Twin Falls story on me.
Oh, okay.
I had to take them off the record at the end of it. And I said, because I see what they're doing. They're trying to discredit. They're not trying to discredit me, David. Mm-hmm. They're trying to discredit a five-year-old girl, because I'm not the one who said there was a knife. She is, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And I will also tell you, Grant Loebs told me, a month or two ago after the New York Times story came out, I called him again. See, this is why as a reporter, you sometimes keep contact with people you know are guilty. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I kept contact with him. He told me he was the unnamed source for the New York Times story. So he's continued to spread this misinformation that, oh, the whole knife thing, that's crazy. That's a conspiracy theory. The prosecutor for the county knew better. And I'm saying that that's prosecutorial misconduct. And I'm saying that the New York Times has been part of the cover-up. And I'm saying that now Comedy Central has a choice to make. Do they want to stand for the victim and call out the prosecutor who misled the press? And I believe, mm-hmm, probably misled, mm-hmm, them.
Oh, look, I mean, this conspiracy is so broad. It was no coincidence, I didn't believe. And, you know, we had the issue because we had Hamdi Ulukaya with Chobani, right, there. And, of course, there's many people who have been brought into that area. They want to use cheap foreign labor. They're one of the companies that does that. They've taken the lead on that. And right after these guys, you know, was accusations, was it with a knife? Was it rape? Was it this or that? They pled guilty to some minor charges. That was a Friday. And to make sure that that wasn't going to get picked up by the press, CBS 60 Minutes does a puff piece that following Sunday. So as soon as these guys, and they released that they've had a plea bargain with them, as soon as that comes out, then CBS 60 Minutes does a puff piece to rehabilitate the reputation of the person who's been pushing for refugees to come into that area.
And these guys like Hamdi Ulukaya, like Bill Browder. Here's one thing I didn't mention about Browder, because it ties in. Hamdi Ulukaya has used legal threats. That's how he shut down my reporting at Breitbart, mm-hmm, on this.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Browder has shut down a movie. There's two articles at HuffPost about Browder that got taken off the website. There's reporters who he bans from events. So what these billionaires do is they suck up, they give the mainstream media a story that they like, but then they also put the smack down legally, because they've got the lawyers and the resources to do it, on anybody who tries to tell the truth. And what they didn't bargain on with me is I don't play that game.
And that's the real essence of what we're looking at here with internet censorship. Everybody gets all excited about net neutrality. They get the millennials in a fit about that. But the real censorship is coming through these social media organizations, and it's protecting the billionaires, as Lee just pointed out. You can find Lee, citizenjournalismschool.com, thepopulist.us, and his radio show is Fault Lines. That's it for our radio show. Thank you for joining us.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.